This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The arrest last month of a former Nazi soldier who became one of Chile's most wanted men could end the story of a messianic German who's been accused of child abuse and torture. Paul Schaefer was captured in Argentina after being on the run for 8 years. With his arrest, authorities are learning more about a German colony in Chile that he founded more than 40 years ago and named Colonia Dignidad. And there may also now be answers to longstanding questions about Paul Schaefer's relationship with the 17-year military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Here's more from Clinton Porteous.
For decades, Colonia Dignidad was a secretive community isolated from the outside world. Paul Schaefer started the commune in 1961 with devout followers from Germany. The former Nazi army nurse was also fleeing from German pedophile charges. The community is still populated by the German immigrants or their descendants. And where once it shunned outsiders, it now seems to welcome visitors. Neat and well organized, it looks like a piece of Germany in the south of Chile. One of the few signs of disorder is a large hole in the ground scattered with broken bricks. This used to be Schaefer's living quarters. Earlier this year, the building was pulled down in anger. The new president of the community, Michael Muller, says there is relief that Schaefer has been arrested.
People here think it's better for all us that it's happened. That once forever, all people see we are not hiding him here.
He would not discuss the allegations against Schaefer, but he would talk about how he felt Schaefer had victimized the commune.
He was a spiritual leader. He decided all things. He made us believe that all ends here on earth. And it isn't necessary to marry because time is going to end.
Muller says Schaefer banned sexual relationships among residents.
Now we have about 30 children up to 7 years. And then it's a big hole up to 22, 25 years. It's a big hole and we need these people, but we haven't them.
Michael and his wife Esther married 5 years ago and have a 3-year-old son, Matthias.
Yeah?
Was the Opa then?
She says she would like more children. But she says it is too late because she is too old. In addition to charges of sexually abusing 26 children, Schaefer has been charged with the disappearance of 4 people who were seen as opponents of the military government of General Augusto Pinochet. Authorities have also questioned him about the disappearance 20 years ago of an American mathematics professor, Boris Weisfeiler, who disappeared while hiking near the commune. Sebastian Brett of Human Rights Watch is hopeful the truth will finally emerge about the nature of the relationship between Schaefer and the Pinochet regime.
The trial of Schaefer will probably establish exactly what were the links between this very secretive German colony in the south of Chile and the Chilean military regime, and particularly the secret police, the Chilean secret police.
Schaefer has made no major public statements since his arrest. However, legal sources said he denied working with the military regime or being involved in torture or executions. Schaefer is being held in a maximum security prison. He is due to face further questioning and medical examinations before an expected trial later in the year. For NPR News, I'm Clinton Porteous in Santiago, Chile.
Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Alex Chadwick.